This is KKRN 88.5 FM, Round Mountain, California. The program I call Light Matters, because it does. I am the Dr. J.D. Humphrey. I'm not a psychologist, but I play one on the radio. The opinions and viewpoints on this program are mine or my guests and are not necessarily those of KKRN, its affiliates, or underwriters. The goal of this show is to get you to have fun in life in everything you do. We encourage you to do this with music, the spoken word, and interviewing guests and people that are living the life. Today we're going to emphasize self-actualization. What does that mean? Where did the term come from? And how you, dear listener, can become self-actualized. Abraham Maslow, in his books, tells about the basic human needs. Safety is one of them, enough food to stay alive is another, a shelter from the weather, and something meaningful to do. These are needs that should be basic human rights. I sometimes think we take better care of our animals than we do with each other. This condition has been going on since man began. Once we've met the basic needs in our lives, we can start to think about self-actualization. Until then, it's a lost cause. So it's very important to keep smiling, like this next song.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop your sighing. Be happy again. Keep on smiling. When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. If you suddenly find out you've been deceived, don't get peeved. If your husband bluntly tells you you're too stout, don't you pout. And for heaven's sakes, retain a calm demeanor. When a cop walks up and hands you a subpoena, if the groom should take a powder while you're marching down the aisle, don't weep and moan because he's blown. Just face the world and smile. 'Cause when you're crying, don't you know that your makeup starts to run and your eyes get red and scrappy? Forget your troubles, have yourself a little fun, have a ball. Forget it all, forget your troubles, come on, get happy, keep on smiling. 'Cause when you're smiling,
yes, that was Judy Garland. She was born Frances Ethel Gum, 1922. She passed on in 1969. She was an American singer, actress, dancer, and vaudevillian. Wikipedia says she struggled in her personal life from an early age. Despite her success as an adult, the pressures of adolescent stardom affected her physical and also affected her mental health from the time she was a teenager. Her self-image was influenced and constantly criticized by film executives who believed that she was physically unattractive. Those same executives manipulated her on-screen physical appearance into her adulthood. She was plagued by alcohol and substance abuse, as well as financial instability. She often owed hundreds of thousands of dollars in back taxes. Her lifelong addiction to drugs and alcohol led to her early death in London from a barbiturate overdose at the age of 47. Let's hear some more of her beautiful voice. Here she is with Stormy Weather.
Stormy weather, since my man and I ain't together, keeps raining all the time. Life is bad. Stormy weather, just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, so weary. Walked in and met me. If he stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray that the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. Splattering, beating and splattering drives me just too much for me. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time. It's
apparent from her life story that basic human needs are not enough to make life good for each of us. She may or may not have died at such a young age if our culture and conditions were better. At this point, you might say to yourself, what do we need to do to become self-actualized? Or maybe you say, more importantly, do we want to be self-actualized? To me, the definition of being self-actualized is having what I call a healthy ego, and also loving life. When I'm in this condition, I think I become part of what I call the cosmic light of all existence. Let there be light. I hope that happens to you too. Being self-actualized, having a healthy ego, loving life. A good friend, a musician named Glenn Horton, who goes by a Boomer, shares his songs with us. He has an album he calls Breaking Out. Here's Boomer's song, Do You Want to Wake Up?
That she asked you. wrestling to awake, and you were doing your best to try to scream. While you were tumbling through your nightmare, your captain with a smile returned to you. She stroked your hair, she kissed your head. These were the words she spoke to you. Do you want to wake up? Do you want to miss the ground? Do you want to sail this boat? Do you want to turn around? Do you want to wake up? Do you want to end your dream? Do you want to miss the rocks? Do you want to be redeemed?
So what do you want to do when you wake up? When you pay attention, many times if we're not paying attention, we suffer from pain and discomfort. That's one way to get awakened. Pain and discomfort is a way of shaking me up. It makes me pay attention to what's going on. Pain is a last resort to getting me to pay attention. I don't like pain, and neither do you, I'm sure. A better way and a gentler way is intuitions and dreams. That's a nicer way to waken up my spirit. Maybe this program will help you pay attention. I hope so. Don't ever give up working on being the best human you can be. Okay, Monty Python, give us a little of your side of the story.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Well, I don't know about you, but when I act as if everything is for our highest good, my life flows better. I'm looking at the bright side of life. When I do, I don't feel like a victim of circumstance. My attitude stays strong and positive. Difficulties are kind of a spiritual weightlifting when I do this. When things are difficult, it can be a challenge. It strengthens our spirit. So along that line, are you following your heart? Do you tune in to who you are? Okay, Sammy Davis Jr., what do you think?
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong. I gotta be me, I gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I gotta be me, I gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, the world of success, it's waiting for me. If I'll heed the call, I won't settle down or settle for less. As long as there's a chance that I can have it all, I'll go it alone. If that's how it must be, I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I gotta be free, I gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die, I gotta be me. I can't be right if I'm not right for me. I gotta be free, and I'm gonna be free. Daring to try to do it or
Sammy Davis Jr. was born Samuel George Davis in 1925, and he passed this earth 1990. You just heard him sing, I've Gotta Be Me. The story on Wikipedia says one day on the golf course with Jack Benny, he was asked what his handicap was. Sammy said, handicap? Talk about handicap. I'm a one-eyed Negro Jew. Nevertheless, Sammy Davis Jr. was inducted into the Rhythm and Blues Hall of Fame for being the greatest entertainer in the world. Here's some more of Sammy with What Kind of Fool Am I?
What kind of fool am I, who never fell in love? It seems that I'm the only one that I have been thinking of. What kind of man is this? An empty shell, a lonely cell in which an empty heart must dwell. What kind of lips are these that lied with every kiss, that whispered empty words of love, that left me alone like this? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am. Thank you. do I know of life? Why can't I cast away this mask of play and live my life? Why can't I fall in love like any other man? And maybe then I'll know what kind of fool I am.
Love's the answer. What was the question? You are listening to Light Matters at KKRN 88.5 FM, Round Mountain, Bella Vista, and Redding, California. This is Dr. J.D. Humphrey. I'm not a psychologist, but I play one on the radio.
The stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But not when you turn the lamp down, no, I'm beginning. Used to ramble to the park, shatterboxing in the dark. Then you came and caused that spark, the whole long fire now. I never made love by candle shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your chops are burning mine, I'm beginning.
Light. Yes, that was the Duke Ellington with Louis Armstrong. Thank you, Louis, for helping us see the light. What do you think about it, Maurice Chevalier?
I'm so happy, happy-go-lucky me. I just go my way, living every day. I don't worry, worrying don't agree. Winter, fall, and spring, I just smile and sing. Things that bother you never bother me. I think everything's fine. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a glorious time. Haven't got a lot, I don't need a lot. Coffee's only a dime. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a marvelous time. Just take it from me, I'm just as free as any dove. I do what I like, just when I like, and how I love it. I don't give a hoot, give my cares the boot, all the world is in rhyme. Living in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. I go swimming with pretty women and I find life is divine. Swimming in the sunlight, swimming in the moonlight, having a glorious time. When I'm stepping out with my runabout, how we step is a crime. Starting in the moonlight, ending in the sunlight, having a marvelous time. I bet what I like, get what I like, once in a while. But if she says no, I let her go and keep on smiling. I'm right here to stay when I'm old and gray. I'll be right in my prime. Kissing in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time. I'm old and gray, I'll be right in my prime. Oh, kissing in the sunlight, loving in the moonlight, having a wonderful time.
Maurice Auguste Chevalier was born in 1888, left this world that we know in 1972 in Paris at the age of 83. He was a French actor, cabaret singer, and an entertainer. That song, Living in the Sunlight, was one of his first American hits. Speaking of hits, how about this one?
You got what it takes,
yeah, yeah,
to satisfy,
yeah, yeah.
You got,
oh,
what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, oh yeah, you got what it takes for me. Now you don't live in a beautiful place, you don't dress with the best of taste, and nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes. You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, 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 oh yeah. You got what it takes for me. Now when you're near me, ooh-wee, my head goes around and around. And when you kiss me, oh yeah, my love comes tumbling down. You send me, you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress taste, and nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes,
yeah, yeah,
to satisfy,
yeah, yeah.
You got what it takes to set my soul on fire. Whoa, and whoa, whoa, whoa. You got what it takes for me. Now when you're near me, little girl, my head goes around and around. And when you kiss me, oh yeah,
my love comes tumbling down. You send me, you don't live in a beautiful place. You don't dress with the best of taste. And nature didn't give you such a beautiful face. But baby, you got what it takes.
Yes, that was Marv Johnson with You Got What It Takes from the album Teen Beat in the Ultimate Oldies But Goodies collection. Do you have what it takes? Well, in the interest of having fun and thinking about ourselves, let's listen to what Ricky Nilsson says in Poor Little Fool.
I used to play around with hearts, hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. Hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Eric Hillard Nelson, more famously known as Ricky Nelson, was born in 1940 and he died young at the age of 45. He was one of the top teen idols in the 50s, 1950s that is. At 17, he began a long and successful career, not only as a television star, but as a recording artist. He had four children with Sharon Harmon. Sharon divorced him when he was only 42 years old. Died at 45. Divorced at 42.
There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be. Just couldn't be anyone else but you. If I could take my pick of all the girls I've ever known, then I'd come and pick you out to be my very own. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be. Just couldn't be anyone else but you. A heart that's true and longs for you is all I have to give. All my love belongs to you as long as I may live. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you. I never will forget the way you kiss me. And when we're not together, I wonder if you miss me. 'Cause I hope and pray the day will come when you belong to me. Then I'm gonna prove to you how true my love can be. There'll never be anyone else but you for me. Never ever be, just couldn't be anyone else but you.
What kind of reactions do you do when you have problems? Relax? Do you acknowledge the problem and go on with your life? What does it take to be self-actualized? At the end of the Depression in the 30s of 1930, there was a fellow by the name of Eddie Lawrence. He came upon the world scene and he was an eternal optimist. He passed on in 2014, but his eternal optimism lives on in my mind, and I hope it does in yours as well. When I listen to this unique personality of his, he called himself the old philosopher, I feel better after listening to him. See if this song makes you feel any better. Here's the old philosopher.
Hiya, folks. See, you lost your job today. You say it's 4 a.m. and your kids ain't come home from school yet? You say your wife went out for a corned beef sandwich last week and the corned beef sandwich came back, but she didn't? You say your furniture's out all over the sidewalk because you can't pay the rent and you got chapped lips and paper cuts and your feet's all swollen up and blistered from pounding the pavement looking for work? Is that what's troubling you, fella?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick to it, and you show the world, you show the way to get off. You never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Hey there, friend. You say your radiators didn't work all winter, and now that it's summer, they started up again and you can't turn them off? Say your wife sent your lightweight suits to the cleaners, and that means you'll have to wear your itchy tweeds this morning when they say it'll hit 106. And you gotta meet an important businessman in an hour. And your bridge just broke, and you pasted it together with bubble gum, and you hope it don't fall apart while you're doing some fast talking to this man. And your shoelace just busted, and you open a big cut on your cheek trying to even out your sideburns, and your daughter's gone out with a convict, and your wife just confessed she gave your last $60 as a deposit on an airplane hangar. Is that what's troubling you, friend?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in this town with that dignity and stick to it of it that you show the world. You show the world to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Hey there, cousin. You say you can't pull your car out of the mud and you're in the middle of nowhere and it's pouring rain and you can't get the top back up and your paycheck's all blurred and your foot went right through the gas and your girl's screaming bloody murder, she's scared of the dark, and a stroke of lightning splits your motor in half and your suit's shrinking up fast and you start up the windy road on foot and 60 yards of barbed wire hits you right smack in the push. And your boat falls down in the mud, and a wild animal comes over and runs away with your shoes. and your car blows up suddenly and your windshield wiper ends up in your mouth and you can't move and the mud's rising up to your nostrils and you're sinking fast and you don't hear your girl screaming anymore. Is that what's on your mind, cousin?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick to it, and you show the world, you show the world to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up that ship.
And now, this is the old philosopher saying, so long, folks.
Yes, that was the old philosopher, Eddie Lawrence. He was born Eddie Eisler, actually. His name is Eddie Lawrence. His born given name was Eisler, E-I-S-L-E-R. Passed away in 2014, but he was an eternal optimist. Do you feel a little more optimistic? That was the Rooftop Singers from an album called Blowin' in the Wind. Theories of self-actualization show that organs need to express themselves, or, as Abraham Maslow would say, to function. In his book, Toward a Psychology of Being, Abraham Maslow says the muscular person likes to use his muscles. Indeed, he has to use them in order to self-actualize and to achieve the subjective feeling of harmonious, uninhibited, satisfying functioning, which is so important an aspect to our psychological health. People with intelligence must use their intelligence. People with eyes must use their eyes. People with capacity to love have the impulse to love and the need to love in order to feel healthy. The human being is so constructed that we press toward fuller and fuller being. This means pressing toward what most people would call good values, toward serenity, kindness, courage, honesty, love, unselfishness, and in goodness. Wilhelm Reich, one of our early psychologists, said, "The definition of God is integrity." Now, that ought to make you think a little bit. Now, I warned you earlier that I play all kinds of music. What do you think, Merle Haggard?
Could be holding you tonight. Could quit doing wrong, start doing right. You don't care about what I think. I think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, putting you down don't square no deal. At least you know the way I feel. Take all the money in the bank. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't a woman gonna change the way I think. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Me now don't mean a thing. Since love ain't here, don't feel no pain. My mind ain't nothing but a total blank. I think I'd just stay here and drink. Yeah.
Yes, from country, I'm going to 1965, where both the pop and country charts had a song by Eddie Arnold called Make the World Go Away. Here it is.
Make the world go away.
Do you remember when you took me astray. If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say and make the world go away. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away.
Tune in every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. We're going to go out with a love song. Enjoy it while you can.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low, and you can tell your friend there with you he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go?